We are meeting the Dragon Lady.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's right. Tiamat, formerly a man, transitioned to a woman, now a dragon. Likes to be referred to as an it now. Now, we had a chat to Tiamat. Let's go to that now. Tiamat, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you for the introduction. I'm doing well today. I'm in Los Angeles, California. And yes, all of the modifications that you mentioned are things that I have done, but I've got more plans because I'm not done with my transformation yet.
See, Matt, I've read your story, and obviously you were diagnosed with some serious health problems back in the 90s, which then prompted your transformation into the Dragon Lady. Question, had this been something you had considered prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I had. In fact, I had been thinking about this for at least 3 or 4 years prior to my leaving the bank, because unlike a lot of people who are in the mod scene nowadays, they're basically, a lot of people are exposed to the modification scene from infancy. They're born into it. I was not one of those. I came into the mod scene in my mid-30s. So by that time, I was already thinking about, gosh, you know, if I could do this, I think I would do it, and I would do it right now. Because, you know, I'm tired of living in a human form. Because of the events of my early life, going from my childhood all the way through my adult life, I decided, you know what, I don't want to die looking like a human, because to me, I will end up looking back at life and regretting not having done something.
Yeah,
and major. I want to look back when I die and say, I've been good, you know, I'm happy with my life and what I did with it, even with my bad points and all my mistakes. I did okay, and that's my goal in life.
That's a very noble goal in a way, in terms of just wanting to look back at your life and realize it's a life without regret. What's your situation now? Are you single? Are you dating? Are you married? Do you have a partner? What's going on there?
Well, I have had, as a male, because I'm a transsexual. I'm a male to female transsexual now.
Yep.
So I don't, as a male in my past life, I had two partners, one 10 years and one 20 years. My late partner of 20 years died 11 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been single ever since. And I'm dealing with a lot of things health-wise.
Yeah.
Especially mental health-related. And because of a lot of the things that I mentioned earlier that happened to me, I'm not in a hurry to just go and start dating someone. I haven't even dated anyone in 10 years. And I'm not in a hurry to do so. In fact, I'm going in the opposite direction of putting up the walls as high as they can go, barbed wire, thorns and thistles, everything around them so people can stay away.
Tiamat, could you please tell us about your modifications and how many you've actually had done?
As far as modifications, I have, let me just count them for you. In no particular order, I'm going to go from the top of my head down to my toes. I have 18 horns on my head, including 10 along my brows. I am working on a full-body tattoo. I am presently about 85% outlined in snake scales. Okay, I have had my ears removed, both of them. Wow. My nose has been... I've had two procedures done on my nose to reduce it and reshape it. And my nose is inspired by Lord Voldemort and Harry Potter.
What would you say was the most painful mod that you've had done? Because, I mean, I'm just, you know, looking at a picture of you now. I mean, having your ears removed, I imagine, would be one of the most painful things a person could go through. Is that the case?
Or the tongue being cut down the middle?
Let me tell you, when I had my tongue split, I nearly passed out. And I had never experienced that before, but it was so painful. It was so intense. My blood ran down to my feet, and I turned ghostly white, and I nearly passed out. So I had to ask the person doing the procedure to stop, and I had to just close my eyes, take long, slow breaths, and get myself back to... But yeah, that was the worst, and I would never, ever want to do that again.
Is there any of it that you regret?
Absolutely not. You know, I tell people this. You don't do what I have done. and come as far as I have come and look back and say, oh, you know, I didn't really mean to do that, or I did that on a whim and now I don't like it. It's too late. No, there is no going back. You know, when a person decides, when I decided to transform myself, I told myself, I'm jumping in with both feet, or I'm jumping in head first, whichever, but I'm going in all the way. There is no looking back.
Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to follow your journey, what's the best way they can find you online?
People, it's the easiest way is for people to Google Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
And all my web pages will pop up on the links to Instagram, to Facebook, my YouTube channel, and all the interviews that I've done that have been published.
Watch Tiamat, the Dragon Lady right there with the Novos.